All right, so let's talk about this William Link. He's had a fascinating life. He's a cartoonist. He's a screenwriter. He's an author. He's a playwright. He's an actor. He's written 16 on-the-air television series. That's a record to this day. He was born in Philadelphia. This guy is crazy, and he went to the Wharton School of Business. We had a professor from Wharton on yesterday. William Link, how are you this morning?
Pretty good. I woke up 10 minutes ago.
Well, I could have gone the whole segment just doing your bio, but I figured it would be better to talk about Columbo.
That would be good.
I love your book. They sent me two of them, and good. I took one home, and I put one in the coffee shop. And at the coffee shop, the books I love, I go, you're not allowed to steal this book. And you made you're not allowed to steal this book status, sir. So tell us about it.
It's 12 original Columbo short stories. None of them have anything to do with the television series. They're all new, starring the beloved cop, Lieutenant Columbo, who's famous all over the world. And if your listeners want to purchase it, it's best to go to Amazon. You save some money, too.
Cool. And it's called the Columbo Connection, and it's got a picture of Columbo, and you actually, in a couple of pictures on your website, which, by the way, is www.williamlink.tv, not com, williamlink.tv, take a look. You're standing there with Peter Falk with the rumpled coat. It's pretty cute, isn't it?
We got cigars in our hands, too.
So, what about your life? I mean, you're just a character, and you live your life with just fun and power, and you just think everything's an adventure or something? What's going on here?
We're just regular people out here. You know, the movie stars, they live in regular houses, they're regular lives, you know, and they make $10 million a year. But, you know, they're regular people.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm one of them, too, but I don't make the $10 million a year.
And where do you live, in L.A. or in Burbank? Where?
I live in the West Hollywood Hills.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
My son goes
to stars around here.
This weekend I was just there. I was in Studio City in Hollywood. And yeah, I should have looked.
Studio City is Universal, where I spent 25 creative years writing and producing with my late collaborator and best friend, Dick Levinson.
Holy mackerel. And did you write this book just on a whim, or had you already had it in you? Why did you do this?
Well, I wrote a lot of short stories, all of them published. One day I said, you know, Link, you're a fool. The most popular character you and Dick ever created was Lieutenant Columbo. So then I started writing the Columbo short stories about 2-3 years ago, and now I'm working on my 36th Columbo short stories. So if this book sells well, and you guys are helping me do that, there'll probably be two more volumes of 12 stories apiece.
Wow.
Let me wade in here, Mr. Link. It's a pleasure to meet you. My name is Woody Vincent. What a fascinating character. I mean, it's something when you create a character that is an icon and known the worldwide. Was Columbo a pure figment of your imagination, or was it based on somebody that you had known? How did that evolve?
Well, Dick and I always said in interviews through the years that the template was the police inspector Petrovich in Dostoevsky's great classic novel, Crime and Punishment. But we added a lot of other things and Americanized it, obviously. But that was the template, the inspector of police in Crime and Punishment.
And then you added the cigar and the raincoat?
Yes, and the wife that you never see and you never will.
Yeah, I love the picture on your website where you're both touching your forehead trying to come up with something, and then you got the cigars in hands. That is so perfectly Columbo.
That's Columbo, and as you said, you know, he's world famous. In fact, it all came from an original stage play that was touring Great Britain, you know, a couple months ago. And probably then it'll go to France and Germany, etc. Last year, the Japanese came over. They are Columbo freaks. And they interviewed me on film for about an hour and a half. And then they put the show on the night before, the biggest viewing night in Japan, before their New Year's Day. So he's still a beloved character, you know, all over the world. It's incredible. South America, there's no place you can go. Peter was once doing a film, I believe in Colombia, South America, and as soon as he came on location, people ran out of their huts shouting Columbo when they saw him. And Peter wondered, did they have TV, you know, aerials, antennas on their huts? But very famous character.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Peter Falk, he's still alive, I think?
Yeah, Peter is alive. We're in contact with his lovely wife. Peter, I believe it's in the newspapers, has a form of Alzheimer's.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we don't like to hear that. And I know people all over the world, you know, send him their very best.
Was he just a great guy?
He was great fun to work with.
I'll bet.
He was, you know, really intense on that big clue, you know, at the end of the show that really traps the murderer. Peter called it the pop. You got to give me a terrific pop at the end. And that's my bad imitation of him that I would use when I was rather irritated. But, you know, getting that final clue, you know, a lot of times drove us nuts. We have, you know, the various clues on the way to trapping the murderer, but the last one has to be the big one. And we couldn't come up with a terrific, you know, clue. You know, all the time. So that really set us on edge, you know, doing the series. Also, it was very hard to get young writers. They preferred the more action shows where they could throw in a car chase. Columbo was very cerebral. It was just basically a duel between, you know, the murderer and the cop for an hour and a half in the early days of Columbo and then for a full 2 hours later. And it was just tough finding good writers. We found one, Jackson Gillis, who had written a lot of the Perry Masons, and he was terrific. And we also started the career of Stephen Bochco. I'm sure you've heard of him.
Sure.
And he tells in a lot of interviews that Bill and Dick taught him, you know, about, you know, mysteries and construction, et cetera. So, you know, I'm proud of that we influenced a terrific writer-producer like Stephen Bochco.
You got time to hang through another. You just got up, so you're not doing anything. Can you do another segment with us?
Sure.
Okay, we're going to take a little break here. We got to do a little stop. This is supposedly a financial show, so we're going to talk.
Guys,
just
pretty funny for a financial show.
It's called Funny Money. Here we go, Woody. What's going on out there?
All right. I wish I could do a Columbo impression. I'd give you the Dow, you know, as a la Peter Falk and Columbo here. Dow Jones up 11 points, Tom, so we've kind of turned it around into the plus side this morning. S&P also gaining a little bit of traction here, up a single point. And the NASDAQ, a pretty good showing here on the NASDAQ, up a third of a percent, 8 points higher after posting a gain. I think that we might have been positive on the NASDAQ all week long, but we've definitely had a pretty good day here. Gold is continuing to power a little bit higher, and some of the stocks that we're looking at, we talked about Monster Worldwide, the internet search company here, MWW. Huge move here this morning on better-than-expected earnings, 24% higher, 346 to the upside, trading at 1786. Also, some of the other winners this morning here, Microsoft reporting out earnings this morning before the bell. They're up better than a percentage point, 36 cents higher at 2664. Once again, the Dow up now by 4 points.
Okay, if you want to call us, 800-531-3815 or text us, 720-840-7222. We'll have William Link back with us. This is a terrific interview. I am so happy this guy's going to stick around for one more segment. We'll be right back right after this. It's the Business for Breakfast radio show on the Radio Colorado Network. Okay, we are with William Link. Go to www.williamlink.tv. But more importantly, get in your car and drive straight over to Barnes & Noble or go to Amazon and buy his book. William, I just wanted to, you were so great to talk about your life. I didn't get a chance to really, you know, talk about your book. one more time, you wanted to buy it on Amazon, that's going to help you the most?
Yeah, I think that's the best way to buy it. It's the Columbo Collection.
Right.
By yours truly.
The Columbo Collection by William Link. And if you ever want to come back on and talk about anything, man, just do it. We really, really enjoyed this interview, and you're our kind of guy, man. We really like you. In fact, your book, we got a customer that comes in here that looks just like Columbo, so I actually autographed your book on your behalf for him, and he was so excited. He thought
no checks.
Tom?
Checks, that's a no-no.
All right, man. You have a fantastic day, and thank you so much.
Absolutely my pleasure, gentlemen.
All right, William Link, go buy the Columbo Collection right now.